Pennsylvania recently rolled out a new slogan, Pursue Your Happiness. Activist Michelle Dempsey has an alternate suggestion.
I think a more appropriate one would be Pennsylvania, America's Garbage Can.
Dempsey has formed a group that's protesting the expansion of a landfill near Scranton. These young, educated locals who've returned to raise families are exposing environmental concerns and a generational shift. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff reports.
The city of Scranton sits in the Wyoming Valley, surrounded by lush green mountains. But just outside the city, there are a few mountains that look a little different than the others.
And see the sort of messy piles up at the top where it looks like black? That's where the active face is. That is where they're putting garbage.
Michelle Dempsey is describing the 750-acre Keystone Sanitary Landfill, where each day, 520 trucks deliver more than 7,000 tons of garbage, much of it from out of state. Dempsey is the founder of a group called Friends of Lackawanna, which is trying to stop the expansion of that landfill. We're looking down on it from the aptly named Viewmont Mall.
It literally pretty much takes up the footprint of a good part of a small town.
What town is that?
To the right would be Dunmore. Below would be Troop. Mm-hmm. You could pick that up and move that footprint over there and encompasses most of a small town.
Dunmore, Scranton's next-door neighbor, is where Dempsey grew up. When she was a kid, Keystone Sanitary was actually a landfill, filling in old coal mines. Then, like so many children of northeastern Pennsylvania, Dempsey moved away for college and further away for work. She was an architect in Philadelphia and D.C. Dunmore and its landfill were in the rearview mirror. Until she designed a house for her parents back home.
I just ended up falling back in love with home. This is a place that needs bright, talented people to come back and contribute what they've learned and help make this area a better place.
Dempsey opened up an architecture firm in downtown Scranton, hoping to help revitalize the city. She became a self-described cheerleader for Scranton, a young voice in an aging town. By then, the coal mines were full, and the landfill was becoming more of a trash heap. Residents had become accustomed to the smells, the birds, and the constant truck traffic. But Dempsey, among others, became increasingly worried about bigger issues, like air pollution and leachate, basically trash juice, leaking into the groundwater. But what could she do? The landfill was already there.
When I was getting the smells up at the lake, I thought, I think there's less than 10 years left on this permit. All right, you know, I'm gonna grit my teeth and wait the permit 10 more years. And it's over. This thing's capped. We're done.
The landfill has about 8 years of capacity left. But now the company has applied to the Department of Environmental Protection for a 40-plus year expansion. They want to fill in the valleys between the four trash mountains already piled up. The landfill would dominate the skyline. It already dominates the region economically. Keystone Sanitary pays Dunmore and Troop significant host fees, about $4 million of Troop's annual $6 million budget. If the expansion goes through, Dunmore stands to earn nearly $200 million over 50 years. That's not all, according to Al Magnata, spokesman for Keystone Sanitary.
We provide a lot of employment to the area. We provide a lot of assistance to the communities, both in charitable and services. But we believe it spins off a lot of business to the local economy that would not exist if it ceased to be there.
Keystone Sanitary and its owner, Louis DeNaples, hopes these benefits will appease any local concern. Requests for an interview with DeNaples were answered by Magnata. DeNaples is the patriarch of a powerful Scranton family, a former casino owner with a felony conviction on his record. He has deep connections in the area and has supported charities and local government in Dunmore and Scranton for years. Here's Pat Clark, the co-founder of Friends of Lackawanna.
They give a heck of a lot of money away to people and causes and help a lot of people out. I don't think anyone would dispute that. It does not give you a blank check to grow your business on the back of this community.
Dempsey and Clark say their issue is with the landfill, not the person. But the person is what made it so hard for them to gather support in the beginning.
It has given them insulation from people speaking out. It has given them insulation from people wanting to join our cause with a loud voice.
But times have changed in Scranton. A new generation has different hopes for the city than their predecessors in power.
Friends of Lackawanna tends to be primarily a lot of people who moved back to the area, like Pat said, and are raising young families and have started businesses and chose to be back here because we love it. We don't feel anybody has the right to do what's happening here.
Friends of Lackawanna is gaining momentum. A recent event had nearly 500 attendees, and local government leaders have joined the cause. Even Senator Bob Casey, who's from the area, has opposed the expansion. Casey has also proposed national legislation that would slow the flow of garbage into Pennsylvania, the nation's largest importer of trash. Ken Reisinger, Deputy Secretary for Waste at the DEP, says, controversy or not, the agency will do a thorough evaluation of the expansion proposal.
We base our decisions on science. Just because someone doesn't like something doesn't give us enough to deny an application where a landfill would have satisfied all the permit requirements.
In Scranton, that decision is anxiously awaited by newcomers, old-timers, and everyone in between. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.